You're listening to New Churches Podcast, a production of Send Network on newchurches.com. We discuss all things church planting. If you're looking to take your next step toward multiplication, you're in the right place. newchurches.com provides relevant and reliable resources for church planters, church multipliers, and disciple makers. Our growing library features pastors, planters, and church leaders like Ed Stetzer, David Platt, Trillia Newbell, Christine Hoover, Dehati Lewis, Trevin Wax, and many others.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the New Churches Podcast. We have a kind of a fun episode today, and my frequent co-host, Clint Clifton, is going to be leading alongside. We've introduced him lots of times, so we won't spend too much time but introducing him, but I want to introduce to our guest today is Christine Hoover. She's a pastor's wife, mom of three boys, Bible teacher, author of six books, including The Church Planting Wife, Messy Beautiful Friendship, and How to Thrive as a Pastor's Wife. You probably have guessed the theme. Now the theme is going to be in and around the conversation about pastor's wives and team. This applies to staff wives and team members' wives. And let me say, too, we recognize that there are men and women going to be on teams together. We recognize that our focus today is going to be in and around the space of church planter wives and pastor's wives. Her work, by the way, has been featured on the Gospel Coalition, Christianity Today. They planted a church in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2008, and now are in Austin, Texas. And so we're super excited to have Christine join us for our conversation today. Let me also tell you the context of this, too. So Christine's actually has launched a podcast, and being a ministry wife is often a vocation without a job description. And Donna could share some of those stories along the way, because sometimes it seems like ministry might be easier if we had one. What is it we're supposed to do? So if you're a church planner's wife, or if you're a church planner and you want to share this with your wife, or really just looking for advice about your role as a pastor's wife or more, this might be something you want to share with somebody, check out the Ministry Wives podcast with Christine Hoover. And they're going to talk to women in various ministry contexts for authentic conversations about your kind of shared joys and challenges. I think you'll find it's just launched. I think it'll be a fascinating resource for many of you. So I want to ask you, Christine, you have this new podcast just released called the Ministry Wives Podcast. Tell us a little bit about your story and kind of why you started speaking and writing around ministry wives.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for having me, first of all. I have been in ministry with my husband, Kyle, for over two decades now. We've been in parachurch ministry. We've been at a large multi-staff church. We've done church planting, and now we're joining back into a multi-site church. So we've kind of done it all, and all along the way, I have desired mentors and desired tools and resources and just, you know, wanting to learn from the wins and the challenges that others have had. And it's been hard to find those resources, especially in church planting, I would say. And that's why in 2013, I released The Church Planting Wife, because when we planted, there were zero resources for me. And so I would read all the resources, including books by Ed Stetzer about church planting that my husband was reading, but there was nothing for me. And so that's really what sparked my desire to encourage other women that were doing the same things that I was doing, to give them practical help, to give them encouragement, to share the scriptures that God was using to encourage me and to help me. And that started just an ongoing love and passion for encouraging ministry wives. And so I've gotten to do podcasts about that before, my previous podcast. I've also, you know, as you said, written another book, How to Thrive as a Pastor's Wife. And so all of these things just come out of my deep passion for wanting to serve and to help women who are often in the shadows, not always, but sometimes feeling kind of unseen. They're the unsung heroes of church ministry. And so I just want to see them. I want to give voice to what they're experiencing and to come alongside them and help them to share with them really what I've learned the hard way, a lot of my mistakes that I've made and what I've learned through that.
Yeah, no, I love your, we actually did a podcast together 100 years ago, probably when the book first came out. And that was almost a decade ago. And I know that you writing in that space and the folks at Paracaleo kind of in that space. And there's really not, I think Paracaleo folks are, I mean, I just had them speak at a church planning event that we did. I think Sherry Thomas, but in both, they're PCA in that space. And so, I mean, outside of that, I don't know a whole lot of other resources. And I think sometimes it's because, you know, people are unsure how to articulate the role, how to articulate, because it's different. You know, one of the things I often teach to church planners is, and, you know, there's a church planning podcast is your, you know, your spouse's leadership, your involvement is just going to be different. You know, Donna's different than others, you know, and we talk about different ways to do that. It's almost like sometimes they're like leading together. Well, Donna's gifting and wiring. She doesn't want to be up front. She doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't. And so it's really complex. And I love that you're helping us to lean in on some of the questions. Launching a podcast is interesting though. So tell us a little bit about why a podcast for ministry wives, because this podcast is not, the New Church's podcast is mainly geared towards planners. So we're almost helping and hoping that planners will say, hey, send this to somebody else. But why a specific podcast for ministry wives?
Well, just kind of piggybacking on what I already said, I think there are unique challenges that ministry wives face, even different than their husbands. And they need help thinking through a lot of its relational dynamics. How do I relate to people in my church? How do I engage them? How do I engage the community? How do I handle difficult people? How do I have friends? We experience church very differently than our husbands because it's not our job. And so there can be a lot of dynamics with that are really challenging. And so we need a space to be able to talk about those things. And I think podcasts are even more helpful sometimes than books because you can really dig deep into different contexts. You can learn from people who are doing church a different way than you do, or you can really kind of dig deep into one topic. And so that's why I wanted to do the podcast. I was already doing a podcast called By Faith, and I ended up having a lot of pastors' wives on, and those were my favorite guests because I could ask them all kinds of questions and for me really, but listeners could listen in. And so that's where this came from. It stemmed from that. And we can just dig deep into topics that we're facing as pastors' wives.
Yeah. Ed already mentioned this a little bit, but the issue of ministry wives is a kind of a complex algorithm. You've got the faith tradition and the expectations and assumptions that come along with ministry wives in that faith tradition, as well as the unique personalities of the wife. And so those two things like come together to manifest themselves in so many different ways in ministry circles. So what you've done in the podcast, which I think is just beautiful and brilliant, is you are interviewing ministry wives and you're actually able to go deep on individual stories. And I can't help but think that there are going to be some ministry wives that listen to this that go, oh, I didn't know. I thought I was the only person who had that experience, and they're going to hear their story and the stories of some of those on the podcast. Now, your first guest, Christine, is somebody that we've had on this podcast and we love very much, Kathy Litton. We're going to play a little short clip from you and Kathy's conversation, and then we'll talk about it a bit.
I think it's okay for us to have a disheartened feeling when our ministry isn't what we'd hoped or expected it to be. And yet, we can't let disappointments lead us too deeply into deep discouragement. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the struggle in ministry right there, is mm-hmm. taking a disappointment, a reality that's really not coming together like you anticipated, and not turn it into deep discouragement.
We love Kathy Litton. So the fact that you're talking to Kathy Litton is a huge plus for us. And an important conversation between you and Kathy. Tell us a little bit more about that discussion, and what are some of the things that you think ministry wives in general, well, I mean, hopefully people go listen to the podcast. So from that conversation with Kathy, but in general, what are some things you hope ministry wives can learn in this journey with you?
Mm-hmm. Well, just speaking about Kathy, I started off with a bang because I got Kathy Litton very first guest. I love her. She's one of my mentors. She serves, if you aren't familiar with her, she serves church planting wives all across North America and has been a huge blessing to us, to me. And so I talked with her about discouragement in ministry. She has an extensive, you know, longevity in ministry, I would say. And so just to get to pick her brain about not only what she's experienced personally in the loss of her first husband in a car accident and experiencing deep disappointment with God and the way that he acted in her life and what she learned from that, but then kind of bringing that into the ministry space for ministry wives, a lot of times, especially in church planting, when we go into church planting, we have expectations, whether we can voice them or not, we have expectations. And so when we get into church planting, I think everyone experiences some disappointment of, oh, what I expected it to be is not what it is, or maybe the growth that we hope to have by a certain amount of time is not happening. And so we experience this discouragement and disappointment. So Kathy talks about that with me in the first episode of how we can look to, she brings up John the Baptist and his disappointment, so to speak, with Jesus when he didn't act the way that he thought that Jesus would and what we can learn from that. And she shares from her own story. And what I really love, my favorite part was the end of that episode. We talked about, well, what if our husbands are discouraged, which we, you know, that happens as we watch our husbands get discouraged in ministry. How can we support them? So she brings up great insight from her own life and also from her work with church planting wives that is just incredible. So I love that episode and I'm glad we started with her.
That's great. You also got to interview Candy Gallaty, Robbie Gallaty's wife, who's at Long Hollow. And in that conversation, you got to really focus on their sweet spot. Robbie and Candy both are all about discipleship, and you guys got to talk about discipleship. Can you tell us about that conversation?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love Candy. I can hear her as we're talking about her. I can hear her voice in my head. She has that Louisiana accent, and she is passionate, as you said, about making disciples. And she really has created a system that she's used for many years. And so she comes on for what I'm calling one of our how-to episodes, just to help us as women to know how to make disciples of other women. And she shares her plan. She's actually written a book and a Bible study that you can use in discipleship. She shares about that. She answers kind of the questions of, well, what happens in this situation? Or what happens if somebody kind of falls off the map? What do you do when you have to confront someone in sin? Or those kinds of things. She helps us think through from her own experience some answers to those kinds of questions. And so, I mean, you can hear in her voice when you listen to it. She gets so excited to talk about it. I really didn't even have to do much in that episode, but just listen. And by the end, I was like, let's go make disciples. So she just has some incredible insights to share. And I will note that we do have different kinds of episodes. So some, like Kathy sharing from her personal experience and her personal story. But then we have some how-to episodes. So we have some women talking about how to practice hospitality. And that's not necessarily the, you know, I think of certain things when I think of that, but we talk about just how to engage people, how to be a hospitable person, how to on Sunday mornings, what can you do to welcome and be warm with other people, even giving us language to use if we're really shy and don't know what to do. So we have those how-to episodes. And we also have kind of what I'm calling demographic episodes, where we just talk to people who are doing really cool things with different demographics, like college students, or military communities. So I really enjoyed just getting to hear what God is doing all across North America in different types of churches even. So that was really fun for me too.
Very cool. Let's play a clip from the conversation with Candy Gallaty.
I always encourage others, you can't make disciples if you're not living as a disciple as yourself. And when God called us to salvation, it was a call to be a disciple. It was a call to, for the rest of our life, to follow after him and continuously be transformed into his image. And so I try to live my life in private when nobody's watching, the exact same way I'm going to live it in public with girls that I disciple.
Okay, so we super helpful, and I just had the privilege of just preaching at Long Hollow Church. That's a church in Tennessee. For those who aren't familiar with the congregation, but I got some questions, Christine. I think we need to just really help people to think through. What do you think are some of the effective ways that ministry wives lead and are involved?
Oh man. Well, it's really specific to each woman, you know, and I do, you did kind of bring that up in the beginning about your own wife, Ed, that for pastors, a lot of times, you know, there is a job description, and really pastors are doing very similar things across the board. They're preaching, they're evangelizing, they're making disciples, they're, you know, creating budgets and leading staffs and all that, those kinds of things. But for ministry wives, it's so varied, and it's really dependent upon their personality and their gifts. And I think that that also is a challenge, because we come in, I think every pastor's wife, no matter where they are, and you'll hear this some in the conversations, we come in with this idea of what we should be, kind of the mold,
right?
And or maybe what we've seen others do. And we think, oh, I have to do that, or oh, I have to be that. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the greatest challenges for pastors' wives within, especially the first 10 years, is just figuring out who they are and what God has created them to do, specifically in the context where they are. So I think that's one of the challenges. And I think another challenge is relational challenges, is, you know, the blurred lines of ministry of, I go to church with this person, they also are my friend, their pastor is my husband, you know, my social relationships often are here, my husband's job is here. And so it can be very confusing to know sometimes, who do you share things with? Who do you go to when you need help? And so I think the relational challenges is a big piece too.
Yeah, I think we all are familiar, if you've been a pastor for any length of time, with the complexities. One of the things I think surprised Donna and me, because, you know, we were just planting churches. So we planted in Buffalo, we planted in Erie, and we were reaching people who didn't always have like a lot of church memory. But when they came, it was fascinating. They still seemed to bring with them, like, unchurched people. You know, we baptized 2/3 of the adult attendees of our church in Erie. And yet how often someone would say, so do you sing? And it was just fascinating, because and Donna doesn't sing, but, and these were like, this was not like church people. And it was in the North too. So it wasn't even like, so one of the things I had to do is to learn to push back on some of those expectations. Donna is a lay person at the church, part of our team together, but not the co-pastor. She doesn't want to be, that's not her wiring or gifting. And some people, it's more like that, where they're sort of leading together. And so I guess the question is how do you encourage pastors' wives to, and along with pastors, to find the right boundaries? Now, I know you're saying, because you said it's based on each one, and I'm 100% with you, but you still have to articulate and communicate it once you figure it out. So how do you do that? How do you recommend people do that?
I like that you brought the pastor into the conversation, because I do think that's a big component, is for the pastor to help his wife see herself, to see how God is using her, to see the, you know, I always encourage pastors' wives in the beginning years to just try things, to just say, I'm going to try this, and I'm not committing my life to this, but I just want to try this area of ministry. And what you'll find very quickly is there are areas of the church where you just feel like you are going to die if you have to do it anymore. You know, like, you're carrying around such a weight, it makes you wither. That's a clear answer of what you're not called to do. But there's some things that you're going to get really excited about, kind of like Candy talking about making disciples. You just are energized by it. But sometimes it can be hard to see that in ourselves. And so for the pastor, the husband, to say, hey, I really see God using you in this way. That's really encouraging. And then communicating it to people. I do think the pastor is a huge component of this as well, of just him, you know, my husband has done a great job of this, of just protecting me from things. Sometimes people will ask him for me to do something, and he will say either no straight out, or you'll have to talk to her about that. But he is really a good gatekeeper in terms of communicating that he won't allow those expectations. Really,
can I just say, I love the phrase, you'll have to talk to him. And I would say about Donna would say often, you have to talk to her, you said, but Donna would sometimes say, you'll have to talk to him. Don't be the conduit for church members to one another. Clint, you had one more question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, Christine, it sounds like overall, you had a lot of really important conversations in the first season of the Ministry Wives podcast. We're releasing new episodes each Monday. But I wonder if you could just give the listeners a little snip of some of the other conversations that they'll hear.
I would love to. Well, it's two that stand out to me. One is with a woman named Neera, who's in Miami, and she gets really candid about fear, the fears that we face in church planting specifically, but just in ministry. And she talks about her past and how she was so afraid that people would find out about her past that it really paralyzed her in ministry until she kind of had to work through that. And now it has become her ministry, the things that she wanted to keep hidden. And so we talk about fear. And then another woman who comes on is Scarlett Hiltebeitel. She has written a lot about anxiety, and she talks about just the anxiety and the expectations or wanting to perform as a pastor's wife, and how God has really had to break her of that, and how he did that. She shares that. And I found that to be a very relatable and encouraging episode.
Good deal. Hey, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of New Church's podcast. Let me encourage you to now also listen to the Ministry Wives podcast with Christine Hoover. Thanks for taking the time to listen.
You've been listening to the New Churches podcast, brought to you by Send Network. If you like what you heard, take a few minutes to rate and review us or share this episode with a friend. It's the best way to show your support. To find more reliable resources to start your new church well, visit newchurches.com.